very carefully.
My princess power. Princess power. We get tougher.
Or figure out a way. Better yet, figure out a way if there's a thing in the BIOS where, you know how some desktops have that where it says connect on power on, or connect on, turn on, what is it, turn on cast the power?
I have never spoken.
In the BIOS, yeah, you gotta do it in the BIOS anyway.
Mr. Stanley would be a little more.
Oh, like it's called instant power on or instant power, something like that.
Might called
something.
Says the sermon last Sunday.
What about the Lenovo? The Lenovo should be able to handle that, right? What's wrong with it?
People all
the battery. Is it getting overheated? You what?
That is
stupid. Ew. Well, that's why you use the headset for that. What the heck? So, let's see. You have the broken Dell. The Lenovo's getting out. You have the desktop. What, is that it? You had another.
I had an idea that he was playing his way, but he got no encouragement from me. And at last, he's going to marry Jessie King. Jessie King? But I thought he was supposed to be courting Mary North. He says he wasn't
going to marry. Oh, came in use a Hobbieber?
Around that he proposed to her and
so it wasn't like Hobbs Ebert? What the heck?
That she would have liked a better looking man, but that he'd have to do.
That's
well, of course,
screwed up.
Any port and form for some folks.
Now the extender cable I can understand better. What the heck?
Half the things there were paid.
Ew. So it has to be direct connect.
So,
I guess because probably because the hub wouldn't connect that much power. Because it has to draw power directly from the port as a direct connection. That's probably why. Because it uses so much power. And the hub would underpower that. And that same thing with the USB extender, it would cut the power in half.
It would
diminish it. That actually makes sense, actually. It's not nothing of their fault. It's just the way to... It's the way the power draw has to be done. Because I'm sure it draws a massive amount of energy just to get that to work, and to keep it constant.
It's about to have an operation.
Why? Now, isn't there a way you could move... Well,
so often.
I don't know. Well, you were originally going to use your desktop, right?
You think it'll be lovely.
Right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Now.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
Of course,
he made a mistake. So,
flustered. But yeah, so you have it picked up a certain way, but. Yeah, the Xbox wasn't like a power strip? I'm trying to think. What's by it? Is the desktop and Xbox on separate sides of the room now? It's what? So they're not next to each other there.
Forgotten it himself. He thinks he has got this type of the world, congratulating himself being clever enough.
Or here's a thought. Disconnect the Xbox from the TV and you can move it closer to the desktop. Because you're not going to be needing the TV anyway if you're using a capture card. What, the desktop? Isn't that like a, does it have like a shelf that you put something underneath? You could put it on the shelf, actually. Perfect place for it. As long as you get a clear space, you can probably put it there. Put it flat. Because all you need to do, you don't need to mess with the TV end of the Xbox. All you need to unplug is just the HDMI that goes to the Xbox. Leave the other end connected to the... Leave the other end connected to the TV. When you want to plug it back in the TV, just plug it back in here. That's all. That way you don't have to mess with the TV part. You don't even have to play with that. Just unplug it from the Xbox part. Then move it. Move it and then put it on that shelf, and then that way you just do that when you want to record. Because think about it. Because you're not going to need the TV at all. Because you're going to hear the sounds when you boot up the Xbox to OBS anyway. Because it's going to capture the sound from the capture card. You're not going to need the TV hooked up for it. And besides, think about it too, you're going to have to tell the Xbox which HDMI port you want to use anyway. Because by default, since you hook up the HDMI 1, that would be the TV, and you're not going to hear it directly from the capture card by default if you don't have a switch. Because you have to go in the menus or something and switch. No, I thought you had to do it in Xbox. Which HDMI you want to use?
Only.
No, the TV you do, but with the Xbox, you have to tell the Xbox what you want, because the Xbox is going to use the first port by default. I would think. The Xbox is not going to know you have a capture card hooked up to it until you tell it it's going to be hooked up. Right. It's going to see it, but you're going to have to tell it. You have to go into settings under, I think it's under video or something. And tell it which HDMI port is being used. One or two. Because there's two HDMI ports in there, right? No, I'm talking about on the Xbox. There's two. So you're going to have to pull it out from the TV anyway.
You okay?
I do not think.
You good, Aaron?
Yeah.
Amy Taylor.
Yeah. See.
Three.
Do you need to use both ports, or can you just use the one?
Memory.
So you're gonna have to put it from the TV anyway, regardless. So you can still move it, technically. Well, what if the only way you'd be able to pull it out off if the computer has an HDMI, which the laptop I'm pretty sure does have an HDMI.
Hello?
We are connecting you to a technician regarding your recent maintenance ticket. Please note this call may be recorded for business purposes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing alright. You see the tall one's running over?
Yes, clogged.
Alright, give me a little time to get there.
Alright.
Alright?
Alright.
today.